Buckeye Show presents Buckeye Superlatives.
Since there was no game this week, I figured what we would do is just kind of encapsulate the first half of the season.
Well, you do what you want to do.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll do what I want to do. You encapsulate. I'll have random superlatives. You won't even know which way is up.
All right, my first superlative tonight. The Ohio State Buckeyes have shattered my opinion of them before the season through six games.
Yeah.
Just shattered them. We knew that there was a lot of talent on this football team. We knew that it was deep with talent, but it was, to the most part, unproven talent. What were they going to be able to do in game time situations? And what you've done has just shattered every single expectation. Justin Fields shattered. J.K. Dobbins about doing what I thought he would do. Chase Young better than I thought he would be coming into the season. Jeff Okuda, just a rock star. The defense, so much better than I anticipated. Top five defense in the country. Top 10, you're doing great. Everything about this team right now has blown my expectations out of the water.
I'm gonna say it this way on October 15th, and I know there's scary games ahead, but I'm now willing to say that Ohio State is the most complete team in college football.
Oh.
Offense, defense, special teams. That's not the same as me saying they're walking into a national championship.
No.
Because it doesn't work that way. It's not how it works. We're halfway through the season. It matters how we are through October and through November when you play some of these big dog games. And you got Wisconsin, you got Penn State, and you got the bad guys up at their stadium. And no matter how big of a pile of crap they turn out to be, that game's still going to matter at that point in time, with it being Ryan Day's first and how are they going to roll that day. But right now, offense, defense, special teams, all three facets of the games, given who they played, we can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
Most complete to me.
I got to say that Saturday was great for me, by the way, and I think a lot of Ohio State fans out there listening felt the same exact way, is that if you wanted to take the opportunity to drop in on the rest of college football, you could have, and watched all the so-called contenders play in pretty big games. And I was watching a little bit of that Alabama game. I had a wedding up in Parma, so I spent the good mm-hmm. portion of the day at the Winking Lizard up in Parma, Ohio, with the best friends who I've never met in my life before, just watching football on all the big screens that they have there.
That's a good place to do it, though.
It was great, because I couldn't check into the hotel until 3, and I'm like, all right, well, this is right across the street. Let's just go there and do that. Meredith's in the wedding party. I knew nobody up there, so I was just hanging out, having a good time. And I got to say that, you know, I've watched a lot more college football, because usually we're hyper-focused on Ohio State that game day, and I don't flip the channel away from them. Every snap deserves my full attention. Is that I don't think you're far off. I think that Alabama might be a scarier team, but when you talk about completeness, I don't think that you're far off right there. I don't think. I think that you're actually pretty spot on.
Well, I mean, because you can't go above Tua right now and the weapons that Alabama has on offense. But someone pointed out when I was doing the show with Bone yesterday, and you look it up, and the dude is right. Like, they gave up 31 to Ole Miss. I seem to focus more on the part where they scored 60, you know, and mm-hmm. they really win that comfortably. And if you keep doing it that way, you can be a defense that gives up 25, 28 a game. If you're going to score 60, you could be just fine and roll tied to a national championship. Gave up 28 to A&M, gave up 23 to SC. So they've given up some points in Ohio State. We've yet to even see them give up points to anyone. So that's why it doesn't mean I'm predicting them national title right yet, but most complete three phases of football, which is what it is.
All right, last one I have for you tonight. The bullet position was the most overhyped thing we talked about in the summer. Come on, let's be honest. They're running it on like less than 10% of the plays defensively in their scheme packages. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I didn't know what this bullet position was going to be. I thought the guy would be out there with like his head on fire and just cracking skulls and doing everything.
He'd wear a wig to look like Troy Polamalu. Yeah.
I didn't know. Uh-huh. I didn't know what he was going to be. And I got to say, like, I'm happy that they don't have to deploy that because they feel good enough with their base packages where it's not really a down and distance thing anymore. It's just, all right, we're going to line out in front of you and punch you in the mouth. But the bullet position was the most overhyped thing. Not saying it's a bad position or a bad idea. We just talked about it ad nauseum in the summertime, and 6 weeks into the season, it's like, okay, we're just done with that.
Brendan White has not been out there nearly as much as we thought he would, and I don't think this has anything to do with him turning into a worse football player. It is what's working for the Ohio State defense
yes,
right now. They have got really, really smart coaches with Jeff Hafley and company and Madison and Washington and all these guys and Larry Johnson. You got to be thrilled with what they're doing. They know what's up. They're good there. That is a great one out of you because you're right. I mean, we hyped the blank out of that bullet position. We think we named the bullet position. There's probably going to be some back and forth as to when that word was first associated with if we had that kind of position here at Ohio State. Maybe some guys on the Buckeye Show said that, and, you know, who's counting? Who's counting?
Not me.
It's a great name. It's a great name for it. Last one for me, Beamer. 15 days till Buckeye Hoops exhibition play.
Oh, baby.
And then a little bit after that, it's real play, and it's Cincinnati. It's the most excited I've been for a Buckeye Hoop season. Most excited.
I don't disagree with that at all, because what Chris Holtmann is doing with this team and the players that you have on your roster now and the incoming freshmen that you're going to get to see, and EJ and DJ and Alonzo and Ibrahima, like all these guys, it just seems like such an entirely complete team, and I am just looking forward to them licking their chops and starting the season, man. Yeah. I am so much looking forward to basketball season starting, and then we'll have basketball and hockey and football, and it'll just be a big conglomeration.
Mixing bowl, baby.
Of everything that you love in life.